The following service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, on Sunday, January 21st, 2018, with the Reverend Jimmy Kershon.
This is indeed a day the Lord has made. Let us pray. You are here, Lord, in this place. Not only do we stand in awe of how great you are, larger than our imagination, but we can also scarcely comprehend that you are with us this moment. Yes, from a distance you are watching us, but you stand beside us as well, for this is indeed a day you have made. You have made this day and given it to us so that we may reach out and take the good news of your love, compassion, and forgiveness to others. Your Spirit's presence quickens our pulse, fills us with wonder when we become aware that you are near in extraordinary as well as common everyday ways. You make your presence known to us. This is your time of worship, God. The words don't belong to the pastor or myself. The music isn't the property of the organist. The praying and singing we all do comes not only from us, but most importantly, from you. When we lose sight of this, today as well as every day, O Lord, forgive us and live in and through us. Do great things with us right now and in the week that lies ahead. We pray this, our Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Way back in the hills of North Carolina, I owned a construction company. Told you this is a long time ago. And we built houses, bridges, highways. We had 185 employees. We worked in 5 states. We were busy. I learned a long time ago you can have a big company and handle a lot of money. You heard what I said, handle a lot of money, or a small one and you might make a little. But we had bid on some contracts to build some houses, and we got 2 of 5 that we bid on. One of them was in a place called Long Beach, North Carolina. Now it's Oak Island, and they've changed everything. And the job down there was to build a new gated community. We would have to tear down all those old, believe me, they needed to be took down, houses, and build a gated community. And the other one was in a little place in Taft, Tennessee, where there too we would build another gated community for a manufacturing facility that was coming into that area. But this one was a pristine, they had actually bought a mountain, a whole mountain in Tennessee. And it had never had, well, it had some logging roads and maybe a shanty or two, but for the most part it was just there. And here we were working on both ends of, it seemed, the spectrum. One had these really bad houses that, you know, and then the other one had beautiful trees. We cut down 48-inch hemlocks. and sent them out to meal. This was just beautiful. But both places, there was a concept, an idea, a dream of what it could be. But the site had to be prepared. It had to be cleared. One had to be cleared of the existing structures, those things that had been there for years. And the other one, too, had to be cleared of the things that had been there from the beginning. If you will, that natural part. The one were the built parts. The one was the natural parts. And both sites had to be cleared and prepared. Before you could even get to the building of it, the site had to be prepared. And then you had to dig down and put footers in. You had to have a solid foundation. We drove 36-inch beams down at the coast, 42 feet, before they compressed enough to hold up the structures. Folks, do you know how big 42 feet is? See this beam? Imagine that drove in the ground, plus 10 feet. That was before we got through the muck and the sand and all of the stuff until the state inspector said, that's enough. It still wasn't on solid ground. It was just solid enough. But in the mountains, it didn't take long, kind of like Rock Springs. You move a little dirt and you find rocks. But both of them, there had to be some things cleared away before we could find a foundation of solid rock on which to build. Listen as Greg shares from Psalm 62.
Okay, it's on page 458 in the Pew Bible, and be verses 1 through 12. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall never be shaken. How long will you assail a person? Will you batter your victim? All of you, as you would a leaning wall, a tottering fence. Their only plan is to bring down a person of prominence. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than a breath. Put no confidence in extortion and set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and steadfast love belongs to you. O Lord, for you repay to all according to their work. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I want us to kind of focus this morning on verses 5 through 8. So if you want to keep that open and maybe write that down, keep your bulletin. And by the way, your bulletin's got lots of useful stuff in it, dates, times, places, little information, contact information, things like that. So hold on to it and use it. And more importantly than all the other stuff that's in it is a prayer list. And we as a community of faith are called to pray. It doesn't matter if you know who they are. They're asking us as a community of faith to pray for them. So that's a plug for prayer in the bulletin. But you notice that as I talked about the construction experience, that it seems that before we can build in the world today, we have to clear away things so that we can get to that bedrock. To clear away some things before we can get down to where that salvation, where that solid rock is. Now, speaking of bulletins, grab it and look at the inside first page. It's right above all of the hymns and the order of worship, and it's even right above the healthy things grow phrase. Right above that, it says it's our faith statement. This came out of a staff parish relations team meeting a few years ago, right after I first got here, and it sounds like our psalm, doesn't it? Let's say it together, just so it's kind of in our minds this morning. Jesus, our rock of salvation, our life springs eternal. Every one of us knows, and it's pretty easy to figure out, we're in church, that we would say that God needs to be our foundation, don't we? Everybody thinks that, believes that, say amen. Now, that's good. That's good talk, isn't it? It's kind of handy to say that we should have God as our foundation, but just exactly what does that mean? For some of us, that means there's some stuff that's got to be removed. Some things that have been built over many years that distract us from getting that bedrock in place. But for some of us, we have to do away with our natural inclinations, kind of like the trees. You know, what is your natural inclination? How many of you know how to test what your natural inclination is? You don't know how to test it? I can use this hymn book and test your natural inclination quickly. Would anybody like to have the test done? Come on, all you need to do is lay your hand up here, and I'm going to, one time, I got to volunteer, and we'll see what the natural inclination is. I won't smash your fingers. I know what mine might be. I might not say it, but I might think, why'd he hit me with that? You know, it might be the first one, but then there might be something else. But our natural inclination is that which we do without thinking. It's that thing to which we default. It's that part of us that just happens. For some people, you know, when I was in the military, you never knew how someone would react. You could train them all you wanted to, but as soon as somebody shot back, things turned different sometimes. The coward became the hero. The hero became the coward. There was something inside that clicked. There was something inside that natural inclination. So for some of us, we kind of got to get through that natural inclination. Sometimes our natural inclination isn't good. Sometimes our natural inclination is to kind of brag a little bit, you know, boast, and I call it do the strut, you know. It's only go out in fair weather because if it rains, you'll drown, struts. You know, sometimes our natural inclination is to put somebody else down, to belittle them, to pick them apart. Sometimes our natural inclination is to not take responsibility for what we do, but to always find an excuse. You know what I found out about excuses? Everybody's got a sack full. Somebody's got well-rehearsed ones. Sometimes our default isn't to look in the mirror and to challenge ourselves, but to pass the buck. So sometimes that stuff that gets in the way of getting down, all of that stuff is in the way. So what do we do with it? We bring it to Jesus. The first thing for us as believers, before we can get down to God as our rock, we got to settle the issue. Do we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior? Our rock, our Savior, our salvation comes through Jesus. It comes in no other way, shape, form, or fashion. You can't do enough good to get it. You can't belong to enough churches. You can't sing enough hymns. It's about accepting what Jesus did on the cross. And then you got to have a little bit more. He must be Lord. And then that restores a relationship, if you will. That's the means by which we can get rid of some of this stuff. How many of you realize you need to get rid of some stuff? Anybody besides me? How many of you have the stuffs? That's what I call it, the stuffs. Every time I go to pray, God points something. I think I've got it, you know. My collar on. You know, I got my coat on. I got a cross in my pocket. I got a well-worn Bible. Man, I read my devotions every morning. I read a psalm a day. I read a proverb a day. I read a gospel a day. I read a book of the Old Testament a day. I got this Jesus thing down. I'm like Paul. I'm a Pharisee, I guess. Yeah, I got it. I know how to walk the walk. But then God reminds me, psst, you think you're walking it on your own? Oops. And then he reminds me, in love, all of that religion doesn't make a hill of beans. Do you love people around you? Do you love the people around you? How many of you realize it's hard to love people? It is not hard to love people. It's just hard when they don't love you back. You can love them, but they can reject it. Do you know God is the same? He loves everybody, but he's rejected. He's put on the back burner. He's not a rock of the foundation. He's the rock that kicked down the trail. They roll off the hillside. How many of you ever done that out in the desert somewhere? You find a big ravine and you roll a rock off just to see how far it'll go? You know, that's simple fun, but it's fun. Back up back east, we had mica mines. Do you know much about mica mines, Greg? Not much. Greg knows a good bit about mining. Mica mines, they would just go into the side. And mica is what you use to make plates and different things like that. And it's got these real thin layers of stuff in it. I don't know what it's called. I don't know nothing about mining. I just know they dug big holes and took these rocks out. You know? But we would go up, and some of those holes would fill in with water. So we'd get a flashlight. We'd tape it into a bread bag, and we'd see how far we could go up under there. You know what? That ain't so smart. Do you know how dark it is when the light goes out? How can we live a life without God as our light and our life? And all of the stuff that gets in the way is like the closing in of darkness. Sometimes there are some things we need to turn loose of, but sometimes there are some things that we need to own. Sometimes we need to repent, seek forgiveness, but sometimes there are some things we need to let go of. It's never okay to tear somebody else down. That's never okay. It may be okay to challenge them to do better, but it's always okay to love somebody. They don't have to love you back. You see, that's God's love for us, isn't it? But do you know the most important person you can love, second only to God, is yourself. If you don't love yourself, how can you love others? It begins with the clearing off, the removal of, the accepting of Christ, and letting God become that foundation from which you can grow and love and count on in the storms of life. For God is our rock and our salvation. And the psalmist says, I shall not be shaken. With God as our rock, our foundation is secure. And our hope is certain. Maybe there's some things that get in the way that need to be cleared off so that God can be that center point again. Maybe we get a little far off and maybe we wander off to the side, but God must remain center. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Let us bow our heads for just a minute this morning. He is our rock. He is our salvation. He is the one to whom we can turn for help and hope. He is our fortress. And if He is our fortress, our rock, our salvation, when the storms come, the adversary assails us, we shall not be shaken. God delivers us and begins to be our refuge, our hope. And as David writes this psalm, he says to the people, "Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." With heads bowed and eyes closed, is God your refuge this morning? Do you trust Him through the name of Jesus, His Son, our Savior, the Christ? It's the most important question I'll ever ask you, is that one right there. "Pastor, I got that down pat, but there's some stuff that needs to be kind of cleared off that's in the way. Pray for me this week that I can work on it." If that'd be you, just slip your hand up and take it right back down. Amen. "Pastor, I'm working on it. It's not easy, but pray for me as I work through it." Slip your hand up and take it right back down. Amen. "Pastor, I want to do it, and I want it to be my rock. But sometimes it's just so hard, this loving of the people, and sometimes I feel like they just take advantage of that. Pray for me to be strong in this." If that's you, slip your hand up, because I want to pray for you particularly. Amen. Amen. Our gracious and loving God, may You hear our hearts and prayers this morning, that maybe we need to remove some of the natural inclinations or some of the things we've built along the way that just don't have good foundations, to clear them away through the love and grace that's in Christ, to build upon the rock that is our God, our Redeemer, our mighty fortress, worthy to be praised. So God, as we come to that today, we pray that the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in that removal of what may need to be, the inclusion of what needs to be brought in, and the sinking deep upon the rock that is our God, our Redeemer. Father, we come to Him in the name of Jesus, trusting in His love and grace to restore that relationship with You, the rock. Hear our hearts and prayers this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. When you go outside, you're going to notice the white and bright of the snow that has fallen. And I want you to let it remind you today that when we trust in Christ unto salvation, though our sin be black, it is washed as white as the snow. It allows us to know that sure foundation, which is our God, through Christ our Redeemer. Now may the grace and peace of God that surpasses all understanding go with you, bless you, and keep you. Truly may you go in peace and be blessed in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.